and unite up a squadron in this place. You know what I keep thinking about, Sergeant? Suicide. I'm supposed to slap four platoons together by the 12th. Four platoons the chief's asking for. The people are so friendly around here, I'm scared to sleep night. Suppose I do get my hands on some character and squint at him so I don't notice he's chicken breasted and has varicose veins. I get him drunk and relaxed, and he signs on the dotted line. I pay for the drinks. He steps outside for a minute. I get a hunch I should follow him to the door. Am I right? Off he shot like a louse from a scratch. Now, you can't take a man's word anymore, Sergeant. There's no loyalty left in the world. No trust, no faith, no sense of honor. I'm losing my confidence in mankind, Sergeant.
What they could use around here is a good war. What else can you expect with peace running wild all over the place?
It will freeze you. What can we do with ice? Keep off, son, be wise. Said the old woman to the soldier boy. But the brave man, with a knife at his side, laughed aloud in her face and stepped into the tide. Oh, life of great deeds, we adore you. Of great deeds we adore you. When white shines the moon over yonder church tower, we are all coming back. We are all coming back. You can pray for that hour. Whispered the sergeant to the old woman.
Yes, I heard all right.
Because I stole the oxen?
No, because you didn't surrender when the four peasants let fly at you and try to make mincemeat out of you. Didn't I teach you to take care of yourself, you innocent?
Thank you. But for two kills.
You eat dirt, or down you go.
Don't you start in again with your friend Peter and how it all happened in front of my innocent daughter.
She's the one that should hear it. So she'll get hardened against love.
That's something no one ever gets hardened against.
He was an army cook, deep blue eyes, but thin.
Catherine, beware of thin men.
I wasn't. I never even knew he had another girl before me. And she called him Peter Piper. Because he never took his pipe out of his mouth the whole time. He meant so little to her.
When I was hardly 17, the folk came
kiss the ground under your feet. Did you wash your feet yesterday while we're on the subject? And then, if you don't watch out, your number's up. You're his slave for life. Here comes the commander's cook. What's he up to?
I bring the message from your son, Ireland. Oh, the cook came with me. You made an impression on him.
I thought I'd get a little whiff of the balmy breeze.
Get it then, and welcome. The breeze you can have. What does Ireland want? I have no money.
Actually, I have something to tell his brother, the paymaster.
He isn't here, and he isn't anywhere else either. He's not his brother's paymaster, and Ireland's not going to lead him into temptation.
I know you. You had a Protestant paymaster with you. He was hiding out. Better make no complaint here.
I will, too. I'm innocent. And if I give up, it'll look like I have a bad conscience. They cut everything in my wagon to ribbons with their sabers, and then claimed a fine of $5 for nothing and less than nothing.
For your own good, keep your trap shut. We don't have many canteens, so we let you stay in business. Especially if you've a bad conscience and have to pay a fine now and then.
I'm going to lodge a complaint.
As you wish. Wait here till the captain has time.
Good captain, where is this son of a bitch? Snitch him out of white money spending on brandy for his horse. I'll rip his belly open.
Oh, shut your hole. You'll end up in the stock.
Come on out, you thief. Let me make lime chops out of you. I was the only one in our whole squad that swam the river.
He grabs my money. I can't
buy a beer. Come on out, you thief. Let me slice you up. Christ, don't destroy yourself. Let me go or I'll run you through two. This thing's got to be settled.
Save the girl's horse and didn't get the reward. He's young. He hasn't been at it long.
Let him go. He doesn't have to be chained. He's not a dog. Very reasonable to want a reward. Why else should he want to shine?
He's in there pouring it down. You're all chickens. I have something special and I want the reward.
Young man, don't scream at me. I got my own troubles.
He's in there whoring on my money while I'm hungry. I'll murder him.
I understand. You're hungry. You're angry. I understand that, too.
There's no use in you talking. I won't stand for injustice.
You're quite right. But how long for? How long won't you stand injustice for? 1 hour or two? You haven't asked yourself that, have you? And yet it's the main thing. It's a misery to sit in the stocks, especially if you leave it till then to decide you do stand for injustice.
I don't know why I listen to you. Screw it, Captain! Where is he?
You listen because you know I'm right. Your rage has calmed down already. It was a short one, and you'd need a long one. But where would you find it?
Are you trying to say it isn't right to ask for the money?
Just the opposite. I only say your rage won't last. You'll get nowhere with it. It's a pity. If your rage was a long one, I'd urge you on. Slice him up, I'd advise you. But what's the use if you don't slice him up because you feel your tail between your legs? You stand there and the captain lets you have it.
You're right, he's not.
All right, then. We'll see whether I slice him up or not. When he comes out, I slice him up.
The captain will be right out. Be seated.
What did I tell you? They know us inside out. They know their business. Be seated and we sit. Oh, you needn't be embarrassed in front of me. I'm no better. We don't stick our necks out, do we? We're too well paid to keep them in. Let me tell you about the great capitulation. I believed once I was something special in the spring of life when I was young and free. Not like your ordinary run-of-the-mill girl with my looks and my talent and my love of higher things. And I bade them paint the cook's hair out of my porridge. None was particular than me. All or nothing, or anyway, not the second best. I am the master of my fate. I'll take orders from no one. I'm starving, sitting here, fighting with you, and marching with you. Where do you go? Just keep me step, now fast or slow, and I'm holding up with you. Children on your neck and the price of bread and what all. And when they were through with me, when they were ready, they had me on my knees and on my ass. You must get in with people. One good turn deserves another, and stick your neck out. Where there's a will, there's a way. You can't hold a good man down. Soon they fell amid all the shaking of the mountains. How much strength it takes to lift a straw hat for a fly. After all, you must cut your coat according to your cloth. The starving sitting here, pipe waiting in, and
or I'll fix you, and you lunatic!
I'm giving nothing. I don't care. I've got myself to think of.
Oh.
My shirt. My office shirt.
The baby is a horrible.
The child. The child's still in there.
Hold her back, somebody. The roof may fall in. My office shirt is half a bit of a piece. I'm ruined. Another baby to drag around. You must be pleased with yourself. You give it to its mother this minute.
Bless
her. There she sits, happy as a lark in all this. Stop that music! I can sing your victory all right. Stop it, you. If you want another victory, you must pay for it.
I'm broke.
Then leave this. It's stolen goods anyhow.
Funeral procession is just starting out.
Pity about the chief. Why did you pay the stocking? Getting killed that way. There was an accident. There was a fog over the field that morning, and the fog was to blame. The chief called up another raceman, told him to fight to the death, and rode back again. Missed his way in the fog, went forward instead of back, ran straight into a bullet in the thick of battle. It's a disgrace the way you're all skipping your commander's funeral.
I told you they shouldn't have handed out the money before the funeral. Now the men are all getting drunk instead of going. Don't you have to be there? I stay away because of the rain.
Well, it's different for you. The rain might spoil your uniform.
Service, one brand.
Your money first. Hey, you can't come inside the tent. Not with those boots. You can drink outside, rain or no rain. I only let the charge accounts in here. Yeah, the chief had his troubles lately, I hear. There was unrest in the 2nd Regiment because he didn't pay them, but said it was a holy war and they must fight it for free.
Now they're fighting past the body.
I feel sorry for an emperor or a commander like that. When maybe he has something special in mind, something that folks would talk about in times to come and raise a statue to him for. The conquest of the world. Now there's a goal for a commander. He couldn't do better than that, could he? Lord, worms have gone into the biscuit. In short, he works his fingers to the bone, and then it's all spoiled by the common riffraff that only wants a jug of beer or a bit of company, not the higher things in life. And the finest plans have always been spoiled by the littleness of those that have to carry them out. Even emperors can't do it all by themselves. They count on the support of the soldiers and the people round about. Am I right?
Oh, you're right, Mother Curry. Till you come to the soldiers. Now, they do what they can. Those fellows outside, for example, drinking their brandy in the rain. I trust them to fight 100 years, one war after another. Two at once is necessary. I wasn't trained as a commander.
7 leather belts. And you don't think the war might end?
Because the commander's dead? Oh, don't be childish. There are a dime a dozen. There'll always be heroes.
But I wasn't asking for the sake of argument. I was wondering if I ought to buy up a lot of supplies. They happen to be cheap right now, but if the war ended, I might as well throw them away.
Oh, I realize you're serious, Mother Curry. Well, there have always been people going around saying someday the war will end. I say you can't be sure the war will ever end. Of course, it may have to pause occasionally. For breath, as it were. It could even meet with an accident. And nothing on this earth is perfect. A war of which we could say it left nothing to be desired will probably never exist. You know, a war can come to a sudden halt from unforeseen causes. You can't think of everything. A little oversight, and the war's in the hole, and someone's got to pull it out again. The someone is the emperor, or the king, or the pope. They're such friends in need. The war has really nothing to worry about. You can look forward to a prosperous future.
I was sure you were right.
Well, think it out for yourself. How could it end?
What about peace? Yes, peace. I'm from Bohemia. I'd like to get home once in a while.
Oh, you would you? Dear old peace. What happens to the hole when the cheese is gone?
Well, in the long run, you can't live without peace.
Well, I'd say there's peace even in war. War had islands of peace. For war satisfies all needs, even those of peace. Yes, they're provided for, but the war couldn't keep going. In war, as in the very thick of peace, you can take a craft. Huh? And between one bat and the next, there's always a beer. And even on the march, you can catch a nap. An elbow and a gunner, maybe. Something can always be managed. Of course, you can't play cards during an attack, but neither can you while plying the fields in peacetime. Oh, a victory is a safer bet than a harvest. And can't you be fruitful and multiply even in the very midst of slaughter? Behind the barn or someplace.
Bring a glass of brandy for the cook, Captain. Pull your hair over and have done. The cook's no stranger. She won't come out. The peace is nothing to her. It was too long coming. Well, one more schnapps.
Dear old peace.
Cook, you come at a bad time. I'm ruined.
What? It's terrible.
The peace has broken my neck. On the chaplain's advice, I went and bought up a lot of supplies. Now everybody's leaving, and I'm holding the bag.
However could you listen to that chaplain? If I had time, but the Catholics were too quick. I'd have warned you against him. He's a windbag. Oh, he's the big wheel around here now, huh?
He's been doing the dishes for me and lending a hand with the wagon.
I'll bet he has, and I'll bet he's told you some of his jokes, though, huh? He has a most unhealthy attitude toward women. I tried to influence him, but it was no good. He isn't sound.
Are you sound?
There's nothing else, I'm sound. Now!
At the first hour of the day, Jesus Christ, our Savior, as a criminal was brought unto Pontius Pilate. At the third hour, Jesus Christ, he was lashed with scourges, and the crown upon his head was of thorns and thistles. And the sixth hour, Jesus Christ, the cross was nailed, and the while the blood did run, he cried out, he wailed. At the ninth hour, Jesus shrieked, said he was forsaken, so they gave him vinegar not to speak his word. Then our Lord gave up the ghost, and the earth did tremble, temple curtains split in two, cliffs fell in the ocean. At vesper hour they broke the legs of both malefactors, and they drove an iron spear in the side of Jesus, and the blood and water flowed. They all laughed at Jesus. Ends the story of God's Son and his life among us.
Hello, everybody. Is this Mother Courage's establishment?
Well, quite right. And with whom have we the pleasure?
I am Madame Colonel Starenberg, good people. Where's Mother Courage?
Mother Courage, Madame Colonel Starenberg to see you.
Coming.
It's Yvette!
Yvette?
Just to see how you're getting on. Peter!
Yvette!
Of all things. How did you get here?
In the cart.
Well, you two know each other intimately?
I'll say. You're fat.
Well, for that matter, you're no beanpole.
Oh,
Well, anyway, nice meeting you, tramp.
Now I can tell you what I think of you.
Do that. Tell him all. But wait till Mother Curtidge comes out.
Yvette. Darling. Why are you in mourning?
Doesn't it suit me? My husband, the colonel, died several years ago.
The old fellow that nearly bought my wagon.
No, not him. His older brother.
Well, it's good to see somebody who got somewhere in the war.
And don't forget, you promised to give us your opinion of this gentleman.
No.
Oh, that don't make us think.
He's a friend of mine, Yvette.
He's Peter Piper, that's what.
Peter Piper?
Got the nicknames. My name's Lamp.
Peter Piper? Who turned the women's heads? I'll have to sit down.
She pulled the wagon by herself. The war frightens her. She couldn't stand it.
He is still strong. Where, sir? Menials! And all within. We now present the Song of Solomon, Julius Caesar, and all the other great souls who came to no good. So you can see we're law-abiding folk, too. And have a hard time getting by, especially in the winter. You saw the wise man Solomon, you know his history. So plain to him was all the earth, that in fury he cursed the hour of his birth, and saw that all was vanity. A great and wise was Solomon, but ere night came and day did go, it all was clear to everyone, 'twas wisdom that had brought him down so low. How fortunate the man with none. But virtue's the dangerous in this world, as I find some tells. You're better off without. You have a nice life, breakfast included. A good hot soup, maybe? I'm an example of a man who's not had any. And I like some. I'm a soldier. Well, what good did my bravery do me in all those battles, huh? None at all. I might just as well have wet my pants like a coward and stayed home. But why? You saw the brave man Caesar too. You know what him befell. He said a god upon a throne was murdered, as you know full well, and just when he was greatest grown, he cried aloud, "You too, my son," but ere night came and day did go, it all was clear to everyone, 'twas bravery had brought him down. How fortunate the man with none. You know, you better look out. Worthy sir, menials, and all within,
you should say no. Courage is nothing to fill a man's belly. Try honesty.
That should be worth a dinner. At any rate, it must have some of it. Yes, we're told to be unselfish, to share what we have. Well, what if we have nothing? And those who do share it don't have an easy time either. Well, what's left when you're through sharing? Yeah, unselfishness is a very rare virtue. It doesn't pay. You saw the honest Socrates. He always spoke the truth. They owed him thanks for this, you think. But in fury, they gave him hemlock to drink. drank and said that he was bad for youth. How honest was the people's greed? The sun but ere night came and did it go. It all was clear to everyone. 'Twas honesty had brought him down so low. Unfortunate, a man with none.
That's how it is with us. We law-abiding folk too. We keep to ourselves. Don't rob, don't steal, don't burn the place down. And in this way, we sink lower and lower. And the song proves true and there's no soup going. But if we're different, if we're thieves and killers, maybe then we could eat our fill. But virtues bring no reward, only vices. Such is the world.
Neither be so. You see, law-abiding folk, commandments can we heed. It hasn't done much good as yet. You nightly at warm firesides do sit, or save us in our sorest need. Yes, goodness we have always shown, but ere night came and did it go. It all was clear to everyone. 'Twas fear of God had brought us down so low. How fortunate the man with none.
Was that your last word?
Yes, sir. Think it all.
There's nothing to think over.
What? You gotta be sick. Well, what can I do? I'm not a human. It's just the ends are swollen. And now we better go up, or it'll be no soap here too, and we'll be singing in the cold for nothing.
I'll get Catherine.
Hey, you better put something in your pocket for us. If there are three of us, they won't like it.
Drifting at a lousy inn. What do we want with a lousy inn? Oh, you're a stupid girl, Captain. What if you'd gone and I didn't know? And don't think I sent a packing on your account. It was the wagon. You can't part us. I'm too used to it. You didn't come into it. It was the wagon. And now we're leaving, and we'll put the cook's things here, where we can find them. The stupid man. There. He's fired. The last man I'll take into this business. Now let you and me be going. Get into harness. This winter will pass like all the others.
only one regiment to go.
You'll never get away by yourself.
Maybe she's asleep. Lullaby. Child's crying, but mine is gay. Neighbor's charms and tatters, but silk is your due. A robe of an angel made over for you. Not a fuss as the neighbor's child, you have a cake. If it's too stale for you, pray do but speak. Lullaby, baby, what's rustling there? Neighbor's child's in Poland, mine's who knows where. You shouldn't have told her about the children.
If you hadn't gone off the town to get your cut, maybe this wouldn't have happened.
I'm glad she can see.
She's not asleep. It's time you realized.
She's through.
You must get away.
There are wolves in these parts.
And the bandits are worse.
That's right.
Have you no one now?
Yes, my son Arlo.
Then go find him. Leave her to us. We'll give her a proper burial.
You needn't worry.
Here's a little money for the expenses. I hope I can pull the wagon by myself. Yes, I'll manage. There's not much in it now.